Welcome to today's episode of Transforming Websites into Apps, where we guide you through the intricate process of converting your website into a fully functional app. In this episode, we will delve into the details of app publishing, specifically focusing on the steps to take once you've converted your website using web-to-app.design. Now, let's jump right in. First things first, before you can complete this guide, you need to ensure that your website has been successfully converted into an app using our service. This guide is crucial and should be followed during the app publishing timeline, so keep that in mind. Once you're ready and logged in to your App Store Connect account, the first step is to open the App Store Connect app overview. Here, you'll find your app listed. Next, click on App Information in the menu on the left side of your screen. Here, you have the option to add a subtitle that summarizes what your app does. Remember, this will be shown below your app name on the App Store, so make it clear and descriptive. Moving on, you need to select a primary app category that best suits your app. You can also select a secondary category if there's another one that fits. This will help users discover your app more easily. Once those categories are set, it's time to click on Set Up Content Rights Information. Here, most apps can simply select No, it does not contain, show, or access third-party content. However, if your app falls into a specific category, like a streaming service similar to Netflix that showcases licensed movies, then you should select Yes, it contains, shows, or accesses third-party content, and I have the necessary rights. After completing that, remember to click Done. Moving further down the page, you'll see Set Age Rating. It's essential to accurately describe if your app contains any content relevant to age ratings. Most apps will be fine selecting None for all types of content. On the next dialog page, make sure to select No, this app does not include unrestricted internet access, since your app primarily displays your website. For the age rating, choose between Not applicable to this app or This app is 17+, whichever option you feel best represents your app. Now, let's discuss a crucial topic: why you shouldn't mark your app as being made for kids. While the perks include appearing in the Made for Kids category, the catch is that the guidelines are incredibly strict. Here's what to consider. If you mark your app as Made for Kids, you can't show advertisements, which could affect your potential revenues. Your app won't be able to use analytics, and you risk Apple mistakenly flagging features like error reporting as analytics as well. Additionally, you can't include links to external websites, advertisements, or purchasing prompts for kids, meaning parental gates will become necessary. Most importantly, once your app is marked as made for kids, you can never remove it from this category. These guidelines must be followed indefinitely. Once you're done taking these considerations into account, click Done to close the dialog. You'll want to ensure everything is in order by clicking the Save button at the top right of the screen. Outro music. And that's it for today's episode. We hope this step-by-step guide helps you navigate the App Store Connect effectively. Remember, transforming your website into an app is an amazing step forward, and with a little attention to detail, you can ensure a smooth publishing process. Join us next time for more insights on optimizing your app. And thanks for listening. Until next time, keep innovating.